Blind Cool Tech listeners, this is Chase Crispin, and this is the first podcast that I have done for Blind Cool Tech. I'm going to cover in these first few podcasts the Braille Plus Mobile Manager from APH and the Icon Mobile Manager from Levelstar. Now, some of you may remember, if you've been a listener for a little while, that in 2006 and early 2007, there were some podcasts on the Icon before it was released and after it was released. Now, at the time, right after it was released, the Early Bird Special was still going on. And this Early Bird Special gave you a few other things with your unit. And they did that because the Icon's firmware was not actually finished at the time. There were some programs, such as a web browser, that they had to put in, and a lot of bugs need to be fixed, and it just wasn't quite complete, but they still wanted to release it. Well, now that Early Bird Special has been over for about a year, and all those programs that they wanted to add are added, and those bug fixes are fixed, but they are still updating the unit, of course. So, and also the Braille Plus has been out. So with all these new features in the Braille Plus, I thought that there needed to be some more podcasts up on Blind Cool Tech so people could get a feel to what the unit is like now, though the interface is basically the same. So this first podcast is going to be on getting started with your Icon and Braille Plus. And it's going to cover putting in your battery, unboxing, orientation to the keypad, and setting the time, since that's what you're going to want to do as soon as you get your unit. So when you get your unit, it'll be in its box, of course. And in that box, you should find the Braille Plus or the Icon, which you'll know because it has all the buttons and keys on it. You'll find the battery, which kind of, it's a cell phone battery. And it is a rectangle with a small indentation on the left side, assuming you have it facing the right way. And the carrying case, which the unit slides right into, and where all the buttons, the speakers, the microphone, and the ports are, there are openings in the case. So it's in a case, but you can still get to everything, which is nice, but I just prefer to keep it in my pocket for some reason, because I carry my device everywhere with me. And the carrying case strap, which fits onto two metal rings on the case, and it's pretty easy to attach, and then you put the strap over one of your shoulders, and you can carry the case around that way. You also get a lanyard, which attaches to a small little hole behind the compact or mini SD slot on your unit, and we'll get to where that is in just a minute. And I actually didn't get the lanyard with mine, so I can't tell you too much about it. You'll get the interface cable, which feels, it's a short cable with a adapter on one end and a kind of a box thing on the other, and that allows you to connect other cables to your unit, because there's not a USB jack on the end. You have to connect that short interface cable, which really is not a pain at all, like some people think it is or assume it is, and then you can plug your other cables in. You'll also find the AC adapter, which plugs into the interface cable to charge your unit. The USB sub-B cable to connect one end to the Braille Plus and the other end to the computer to sync, or use your PC's internet connection as your Braille Plus if you don't have wireless. You'll have a program and driver CD, which has the sync software and those drivers that I was talking about for the internet. You'll find earbuds, which are just standard earbuds, nothing special about them, that plug into a jack on the unit. Now, you don't have to use these earbuds. You can use any external speaker or headphones that you have. You'll also find a print quick start guide, which I don't think is in large print, but it may be. And that'll tell you some things such as putting in the battery and that kind of thing, what we're going to talk about here. And a Braille quick start guide, which is going to be very useful. When you first get your unit, you can just read it and basically know what to do. It's very self-explanatory and very easy to understand. If one of those items was not in your box, you're going to want Levelstar or APH customer service to know, and then contact Levelstar by calling them at their toll-free number 1-800-315-2305 or emailing them at support@levelstar.com. That's SUPPORT at LEVELSTAR.COM. Or if you have a Braille Plus, you can call APH customer support at 1-800-223-1839 and tell them that you want customer service, or email them at cs@aph.org. And they will ship the items out to you. Although it all should be in your box. Now, the next thing you're going to want to do is put in your battery. So, you're going to want to put your unit down on the desk or table or whatever's in front of you. Okay, I just put mine down on my desk and I'll flip it over so the buttons are laying on the desk. And now you're going to want to make sure that the shorter end is pointing towards you with the little hole that's long for the interface cable to go into. So if you fill up what's facing up now, there'll be a sticker. It's rectangle, and I believe that has your serial number on it, but it's not in Braille, keep in mind. If you reach a little above that, and you push down and pull backwards, the battery cover pops off, and now the battery compartment is open. So now you'll want to find that battery that you also got in your box and place it in your Icon or Braille Plus. Now if you'll feel on whatever side, depending on what you're holding it, it needs to be the left side, by the way, there'll be a small indentation. And if you feel on the case on the left side, assuming your unit is facing the right way, you'll find like a kind of like a spring that's facing out from the left side. So you'll want that little indentation to go into the spring that's facing out. So you need to put that left side in, and those two will slide together, and then you push the other side down. Now, if that doesn't go, like mine didn't, you flip it over so that that indentation is still on the left, but the other, a different side is facing up. So you slide, you push the left side in there, and then you lightly push the right side in. It's in there. Then you'll feel your unit or hear your unit vibrate, and it'll be starting up. So while we're waiting for it to start up, we can go ahead and put back on that battery cover. Just slide it on, flip the unit over so the buttons are facing up, and now we wait a few seconds and wait for it to start. Now it'll take probably 20 seconds for it to start, which isn't very long, but after it starts the first time, you will just hold the cancel key and it'll immediately turn on and off.
Welcome to the Braille Plus software version 1.06, build 21. Applications menu.
Okay, it said welcome to the Braille Plus software version 1.06.21, which is the latest build of software. And then you heard a short pause when it finished loading, and you heard applications menu. And that is the main menu of this device. So it's like what the desktop is for Windows. It's where you always go if there's nothing open. And now we can't do anything until we learn the buttons and the ports and everything on this unit. So, assuming you have what feels like a telephone keypad facing you, you'll be set to go. So, at the very top of this unit, not even what's facing up, what's facing whatever's in front of you, in my case, the wall, there is some jacks. And a slot, too. So, you'll want to pick your unit up so that I hit the spacebar accidentally. So, now that those jacks and the slot are facing up and starting on the left, we have a microphone jack to plug in any microphone you have. To the right of that, you'll have a mini SD card slot, and that's something people get confused of. This device is using a mini SD card. Now, most PCs don't have a mini SD card reader, so most of the mini SD cards that I've seen come with an adapter, so you put the mini SD card into the SD card adapter, so then it will fit into the PC if it doesn't have a mini SD card slot. And you can use up to 4 gig mini SD cards in the Braille Plus. To the right of the mini SD card slot is a headphone jack, and you can plug in your headphones or your external speakers. And to the right of that is a smaller jack, and this is for your headsets, like you use with cell phones that have a headphone and microphone, and they have a really small end, so you can just plug those in, and that's all I need to do. So now I laid my unit back down so those ports and the slot are facing the wall in front of me again. So that's the very, very top of the unit. You will fill, it's kind of shaped like a print U, and it kind of goes down and back up. And on it, there's some bumps. And that is the mono earpiece. So if you're in public and you want to look up somebody's phone number, you can. They don't have to, everybody around you doesn't have to know what you're looking up. You can just push a button on the side of the unit that we'll get to in a second, and it'll switch to this little earpiece, and you can listen to anything you want privately. Below that, in the middle of the device, if you have a Braille Plus, you'll fill 3 buttons. One small round one, and a long bar-shaped one in the middle. On the left, this one is called Program 1. And if I push it, doesn't do anything. If I hold it, doesn't do anything. This button is reserved for feature expansion, and so it's not used at this time. The next key is the Applications key. If you press it,
Applications menu.
You get to the Applications menu. If you hold it, you get to the Task Manager, so if a program hangs, which it rarely does, you can stop it or just to see what programs are open. To the right of that is Program 2. And if you hold it down, it'll turn on and off the wireless radio in the device. Or if you just press it, it'll open the network manager and show you a list of all the network profiles you're connected to or have been connected to. So that's the top row of buttons. Below that, there'll be one rectangular button on the left and a gap and a rectangular button on the right. The one on the left is status. If you press it,
Applications menu,
and if you hold it, you get to the status menu, which has the date and time, the software version, the battery status, if you have any appointments coming up soon, and if your wireless is on or off, and if it's connected to anything, and if it is, what the signal strength is. So that's a very useful button. The other rectangular button, these are very small, by the way, is the help key. So if you press it, it opens the manual. And the nice thing about this is it's context sensitive. You can read the whole manual, but for example, if I'm in the RSS reader in the podcatcher, and I press it, it'll open to that particular section of the manual. If you hold help,
keylearn mode on. Hold down help again to turn it off.
We're in keylearn mode, so we can press any key.
Status, applications, launch program.
Program 1 and program 2 are called launch program in here. And so you can just press
.4, space, star, select
any key, and I'll tell you what it is. Now, as you heard, it said when we entered, we can hold down help.
Keylearn mode off. Applications menu.
And we're out of keylearn mode. Below those two buttons, you can feel a diamond shape with a dot in the middle. And this is the navigation pad. On the top is the up arrow.
One address book.
And it's beeping at us, and that high-pitched beep means we're at the top, and we can't go any higher. Top of a menu, top of a document, or whatever.
One address book.
The button in the middle is select, to select something. So if I press select, we'd be in the address book. The button below that, at the bottom of the diamond, is the down arrow.
Two music player. Three library menu.
And we're just down arrowing. Now, up arrow.
Two music player.
Back up to the music player, and then on the right of the diamond, you probably guessed it, it's the right arrow. And you can scroll by character or sometimes open a program or open a submenu with it. And on the left side of the diamond is the left arrow. Below that is kind of a half circle. And on the left is a button that's kind of not flat. It's flat, but it's pointed up. And that is the OK key. So you can press it to confirm something or make a new line if you're typing. The middle key is the menu key, and you can press that to get to the program menu. And the right key is the cancel key.
Applications menu.
I pressed it and it said applications menu because there's nothing to get out of. If you hold it, turns your unit off, and if you press it when it's off,
applications
it turns your unit on. So those are those three keys. Below that is the telephone keypad. 1, 2, 3 on the first row, 4, 5, 6 on the middle row, 7, 8, 9 on the third row, and star 0 pound on the bottom row. And we'll get into what these do in a future podcast. Below that, if you feel really carefully, it's right against the bottom of your unit, towards the right side, there's a little thing you can feel, and that is the built-in microphone. And you can get very high qualities out of this microphone, even though it's a mono microphone. Now, if you turn your unit 90 degrees clockwise, you have your six Braille keys. Now, this is assuming you have a Braille Plus. If you don't, well, if you have an icon, you just won't have this. But if you have a Braille Plus, starting on the left, you have dots. .3, .2, .1, .4, .5, and .6. Now, there's going to be three keys facing you. The left one is shift, the middle one is space, and the right one is control. Now, this device is not using 8-dot Braille. So it's just shift and control for the left and right keys. So that's basically that. And of course, you can chord with this device. For example, if you remember the Braille and speak, dot four chord is down arrow.
1 address book. 2 music player. 3
light. Dot one chord is up arrow.
Music player. 1 address book. 1 address book.
And so on. So it's basically like using a Braille and speak. So you can either use the first keys that we described, or you can use the chorded commands. Now, another thing to note, all the keys that we described before the Braille keys are all rubber. All those Braille keys are plastic. So that's how you can tell them apart. Now, on the bottom of the unit, what's facing you is, on the left, is a key lock switch. If you push it to the right,
keypad locked.
Keypad locked. If you push it to the left, keypad unlocked. And it locks every key on here. So if you're going to be listening to music and carrying it in your pocket, if you don't want to bump a key, you just flick that switch. And to the right of that is a long slit, and that's where you plug in the interface cable. Now, on the left side of your unit, if you go down, you'll feel round thing that feels like a speaker, and it is a speaker. That is one of the stereo speakers on the Braille Plus. And below that, down a little ways, is a long button, and if you push the top half,
volume 58. Volume 59. Volume 61.
We're making the volume louder, and it's getting really loud.
Volume 62. Loudest.
And that number just is telling you how high it's getting. Now, of course, you can press the bottom half of it.
Space.
Whoops, I hit the space bar accidentally.
Volume 61. Volume 60.
I'll pull it down back to 58.
Volume 59. Volume 58.
Okay, so then below that volume button, there is a small round button, and if you push it, you couldn't hear it, but it said earpiece, and now it's talking through that little earpiece we talked about. If we press it again,
speakers.
It's talking through the speakers. Below that, there's a little ridge, and there's another kind of round button, and if you press it, it doesn't do anything, but if you hold it, it opens the voice recorder and starts a recording for you. Now, if you press that, you're not going to get a really high quality, because you have to... If you open the voice recorder, you will, but this quick record button is just made for notes. Now, what we were saying about the volume control, something to note that is really cool and is not on that many other devices, is if I plug in my headphones, I can make a certain volume and switch to my speakers, set a certain volume, and switch to my earpiece and set a certain volume, and then switch to the headset and set a certain volume. So every time a certain device is plugged in or used, it will have that own volume, so all of a sudden don't get really loud or really quiet volume. Now on the right side of the unit, you'll feel the other stereo speaker, and there is no buttons. Now one more thing that I want to mention, since we're going through the keyboard, the orientation, this device, some people might, because this is sort of like the PacMate and Braille Note and VoiceSense and those kind of devices, so some people are probably imagining that this is big, like the size of your PacMate BX or whatever. But it's not. This device is the size of my hand. I have it in my hand right now, and my fingers are a little bit longer than it, so it easily fits in your hand. So you can easily text in like a cell phone while it's in the other hand, which is really nice. Now, if you don't have a device and you want to know about how thin it is, if you have ever used a Braille and speak, it's about like cutting everything off to the right of the space bar. And everything to the right of the space bar is about how big this unit is. And it's about that thin. It's very lightweight, so it easily fits in your pocket. So that's the Braille Plus. I set it back down. I had my fingers in a weird position and I hit the keys. Now these keys, since I've been bumping a lot of keys, you're probably thinking that these keys are very, very easy to push. They're not hard to push, but yet they're not easy to push. They're just right. So you're not going to bump a lot of keys accidentally unless you're picking it up and setting it down a lot and you have your thumb right on the volume button like I did. So that's the orientation to the Braille Plus. And the icon. So the last thing that I'm going to show you in this podcast, and another thing that you're going to want to do right away, is set the date and time. So you're going to want to hold that status key that we talked about earlier. If you remember, that is in the second row on the left.
Status menu, 6:16 p.m., Wednesday, December 31st, 1969.
That is definitely wrong. So, if we press select here.
Clock format, 12 hour, 1 of 2. Use left and right to select clock format.
And you heard that there's two clock formats, and it's at 12 hour. Now, if we push right arrow.
24 hour, 2 of 2.
24 hour, but I like mine at 12
hour. 1 of 2.
Now, if I down arrow.
Time zone, U.S. Central. Press select to choose a time zone.
And this is already set correctly, U.S. Central. If I down arrow again.
Enter time, 6:16 p.m. Enter 2 digits for the hour and 2 digits for the minute. Press the pound key to switch between a.m. and p.m.
Okay, so that's definitely the wrong time. And you heard that we can press the pound key to switch between a.m. and p.m. If we enter 2 digits for the minute, and, or 2 digits for the hour and 2 digits for the minute. So, I'm going to check the time here by pressing the button on my talking watch.
It's 11:18 a.m.
So if I type in Braille, I'm going to turn my unit 90 degrees clockwise and type 1118 pound.
11:18 p.m.
No, I'm going to back to a.m.
11:18 a.m.
Let me just make sure that's right.
It's 11:18 a.m.
Yep, so if I down arrow.
Enter date, December 31st, 1969.
And that's obviously the wrong date.
2 digits for the day and 4 digits for the year.
Alright, so I'll type in the date. So I'll type 0-3-2-3-2-0-0-8. Now down arrow.
Retrieve time from the internet.
Retrieve time from the internet. Now, I'm not going to do this because I don't have my wireless on, but I can show you how to do that some other time. Now, to save your clock settings, we just simply press OK.
Synchronizing. Unable to connect time server.
I was on the sync with the internet option. So I'll press OK.
Clock settings saved. 11:18 a.m. Sunday, March 23rd, 2008.
That sounds right. Now if I down arrow.
Battery status. 48%.
Battery status.
No more appointments for the rest of the day.
No more appointments for the rest of the day.
Wireless off.
Wireless off.
Software version 1.06. Build 20.
And software version 1.06.21. And that's all. If I down arrow again.
Software version 1.06, build 21.
It repeats what it said, and it beeps. And that's the nice thing about this unit, the menu does not wrap. So I'll press cancel to get out of the status menu.
Applications menu.
And I'll hold cancel to close or shut off my unit. Alright, that's all I wanted to show you in this podcast. I'm going to hopefully do another podcast within the next couple days, giving you what all the programs can do. Not every feature, but some of the more important features in all the programs. So that's it for this Blank Cool Tech podcast.